Sligo have used the bikes to ride 40,000 kilometres since June, since the launch in June, and that's the same distance as circumnavigating the world, which is absolutely fantastic. So it means that there's that many fewer car trips for a start, incremental, but it all adds up. It makes a huge difference in a short period of time. It's been a great success for Sligo, and it's an added attraction both for Sligo town, for visitors, and particularly for locals, for the Atlantic Technological University. You know, they're delighted with them, and there's a huge demand actually for workers to use them. I know that Sligo County Council and Bolt are looking at setting up more stands in Finnisklan. And it has been extended out into Ross's Point, and we're hoping in the new year that it'll be extended out into Strandhill. And there's so many visitor centres around Sligo and just outside Sligo. They're all asking for them. They've been such a success, and they see that they are being used and that they would be used. And it adds, I suppose, to every attraction that's in Sligo. It adds if they are accessible. It's cost neutral to Sligo County Council, so it's not costing. And an awful lot of these schemes, you know, you have to trump up a lot of money, and a lot of the time we don't have that extra money for these schemes, so we miss out, whereas now it's cost neutral. It has cost the council absolutely nothing to have this scheme in place. And I've heard recently as well that, you know, lots of people are using them, you know, in the evenings for coming and going from town out to the different housing estates, because they can be docked at different areas around town. So yeah, I'm delighted. It's a huge success story for Sligo at such an early stage, and I just want to give credit to the engineers who have been involved in this and who have led out on it, and the CEO as well, Martin Lydon, who agreed to take this project on board. So yeah, it's 12 months now it's been extended to, so I'm hoping that it'll become a permanent fixture in Sligo.